Health Beat: Coping with Stress in a Stressful World by Mark McNeese. Narration by Wondervox. The election is over, and a lot of people are experiencing high levels of stress. We often anticipate bad things happening, whether they do or not, and it increases this stress exponentially. Even without this added pressure, daily living is often stressful with its demands on our time, activities, and attention. Doctor's appointment? Stressful. Sink stopped up? Stressful. Cat to the vet? Stressful. Holiday? Prolonged stress, no matter how much we may enjoy them. Here are some thoughts on dealing with stress. Handling stress. Strategies for a balanced life. Stress is a common part of life, affecting nearly everyone at some point, and many of us in a more or less chronic way. Whether it's due to work pressures, personal relationships, or unforeseen circumstances, managing stress is essential for maintaining mental and physical well-being. But take heart, there are a number of effective strategies for coping with and alleviating stress, allowing us to navigate life's challenges with greater ease and resilience, and maybe even sleeping all night. This is a problem for me and millions of others, and it can be exacerbated by the aging process. We tend to sleep less as we get older. Understanding the causes of stress. Before delving into coping mechanisms, it's important to understand the sources of stress. Common triggers include high-pressure jobs, family responsibilities, health issues, financial worries, and major life changes. Identifying these stressors is the first step in managing stress effectively. For some people, keeping a stress journal can prove beneficial. By detailing when stressors occur and how they affect you, you can develop a clearer picture of patterns and triggers in your life. I don't personally keep this kind of record, but I do journal on a regular basis. It's as much a diary as a journal for me, and it's augmented by thematic journaling. See here for more on that. Physical activity and relaxation techniques. One of the most effective ways to combat stress is through physical activity. I have a habit of ignoring this one, which I was reminded of this week when I went for my annual wellness check with my doctor. He asked me what kind of exercise I did. I fudged the answers, saying I walk. I just didn't say that was usually from the bedroom to the living room. Exercise releases endorphins, the body's natural mood lifters. Whether it's a brisk walk, a yoga session, or a workout at the gym, engaging in physical activity regularly can significantly reduce stress levels. In addition to exercise, relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation can help calm the mind and body, providing instant relief and fostering a sense of control over stress. Time management and organization. This is a big one for me. I wake up very early with the best laid plans of what I'm going to do at my desk, and suddenly I'm writing a blog post about managing stress instead of working on a paid writing job. It's a form of avoidance that also blows my time management to hell. Stress is often exacerbated by feeling overwhelmed and unorganized. Welcome to my world. But there is hope. Implementing effective time management strategies can alleviate the pressure. Prioritizing tasks, setting realistic goals, and breaking larger projects into manageable steps can create a more controlled and structured environment. Using tools like planners, to-do lists, or digital apps can help you stay organized and allow you to visualize your tasks, which can be incredibly grounding when faced with stress. Cultivating a support system. This is very important, especially for those of us in the aging category. Our culture tends to see less and less of us as we vanish into the old people mist. Not this guy. I work every day at my writing and projects, most of which involve other people. I'm on the board of the Mystery Writers of America NY chapter. I work for clients whose books I help publish, and I conduct workshops. I also belong to the local Unitarian congregation, as well as a hiking club. And that's all before the online interaction and social media. Social support is crucial in times of stress. Surrounding ourselves with positive, understanding friends and family members provide a comforting buffer. Sharing our feelings and experiences with others can lighten our emotional load. Moreover, participating in community activities or support groups can expand our network and provide additional resources for managing stress. Sometimes, just knowing that someone else is there to listen can make a world of difference.